We are continuing today in our study in the Gospel of John. We're at chapter 19, and yesterday we read verse 25 as we went off the air yesterday. Verse 25 in John chapter 19. Here, even though Jesus is suffering on the cross, even though he has been nailed there, the blood is flowing from his hands, from his feet, from his head where they placed the crown of thorns, from his back where he had been beaten by the Roman whip, there in his suffering and agony, in one of the most agonizing deaths that man knows anything else about, we find here some very, very precious and sweet moments right in the midst of some of the greatest tragedy that man could imagine. Here Mary, the mother of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, and two other Marys who loved him dearly. They loved him because he was God, because he was Jesus. They had their faith in him, and they believed in him and trusted in him, and they had followed, even though the disciples, the men, had run away and were standing afar off. We find, with the exception of one, we find these women right there at the foot of the cross. Certainly I would like to stay, as these women did, right at the foot of the cross. I would like to be there. I would like to, not that I want to see that, but I want to stay close to the bleeding side of my wonderful, wonderful Lord and my wonderful Savior. Now he said here in verse 26, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and his disciple standing by, so there was one disciple there with them, these three ladies and one disciple, whom he loved. Now here's an explanation of which disciple it was. John was writing this, and he did not say, it was me. It said, whom he loved. And he was talking about himself. You see, Jesus, and I've said this so many times, Jesus did not love John any more than he loved the other disciples. Jesus did not love John any more than he loves me. Jesus did not love John any more than he loved you. But John had been able to receive the love of the Lord Jesus Christ more perhaps than any of the other disciples. I know one thing, he wanted to stay close to Jesus there in the upper room at the Last Supper of the Old Dispensation and the First Lord's Supper of the New Dispensation of the New Age, I don't want to use that expression, but of the New Dispensation of the Church. We find John placing himself, being sure that he is there, right next to the Lord Jesus Christ, and even being able to place his head upon the shoulder of the Lord Jesus Christ. John said, I want to stay close to Jesus. I want to be right there with him wherever he is. I want to be close by. And oh, I would to God today that you and I would have that desire to be close to the Lord Jesus Christ all of the time, not just when things are good, not just when things are going wonderfully fine, but whenever things are tough, whenever things are rough, whenever the going is hard, I want to be right close to Jesus Christ. I want to be able to at least figuratively put my head on his shoulder and know his comfort and know his touch. Now, he was there and he said whom he loved. He's just simply using that expression because he's writing the book and he's talking about himself. And he said unto his mother, Jesus said to Mary, his mother, woman, and by the way, that is not a disrespectful word. It was not in those days. Now, young people, if there are young people listening to me today, do not call your mother woman. Do not do that. That is not right. That does not fit our culture. That would be a word of disrespect. You call your mother mom or mother, but do not call her woman. Don't ever do that. But Jesus called her woman, and in those days that was a term of respect to her. Woman, behold thy son. Woman, behold thy son. Now who is he talking about? And then he said to the disciple, behold thy mother. So, and from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home. So he was talking to John, and he said to John, to his mother, first of all, "Woman, my mother, look at your son. He's right there beside you, John the disciple." And then he said to John the disciple, "This is your mother." He made a relationship there between the two, that John would take care of his mother, and John took her to his own home. Now, why was John chosen? I preach a sermon sometime in our evangelistic meetings, and I have in the past a number of times, on why Jesus chose John. I don't have time to preach that sermon. I don't want to preach that sermon today, but I do want to say that there is a reason that he chose John instead of any of the other disciples to look after his mother. Now let's look at another fact. James was his brother, half-brother, that came along after Jesus was born. Now, there's no question in our mind, if you study the scripture, there's no question but what Mary and Joseph had other children, and James was his half-brother. That's the James that was one of the leaders in the church in Jerusalem. James was saved after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Up until the resurrection, all of his brothers had rejected him. All of his brothers and sisters had rejected him as the Son of God. I do not know why they did, but they had. So they were saved after the resurrection. And so Jesus would not want to put his mother into the home of James, who was not right with God, who was not a Christian. And I think I say it very readily. I think I say it with authority. I think I say it with real reason, that Jesus wanted his mother in a Christian home. He did not want his mother in a home that was not, where the leader and the man of the house was not saved. That would create many, many problems. So he did not want that. So he turned her over to John, and John took her in. That's one of the reasons that he allowed John to take his mother and take care of her. Another reason was that John was there at that time. There was no other disciple there. His brothers were not there with the mother. They were not there with their mother, and they should have been, but they were not there with the mother. And none of the other disciples were there. They had all fled away. So the only one left there was John. He was in the right place at the right time. And I say to you today, and I say to my own self, I need, and you need, to be in the right place at the right time. We need to be close to the Lord Jesus Christ at all times in order to get the blessings, all of the blessings that God wants to give us. And so we see the beautiful picture here of John taking his mother, Jesus' mother, home to be with him. And at the request of the Lord Jesus Christ. And after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I thirst." So he had taken care of those necessary things, of taking care of his mother, feeling the responsibility that was his to see that she had a good place to stay. And then he was willing then to give up the ghost and go back into the presence of God. Be with us on the program tomorrow. In the meantime, pray for this ministry and invite others to listen to it.